You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 66. And today we're digging into one of my favorite ways to get more done, and that's becoming a delegation ninja. Let's talk about the tasks you really need to get off your plate so you can focus on what you do best. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact? Boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's Melanie Benson here. And I get asked all the time how people can accelerate the growth in their business. Well, in my own experience, the thing that helped me the most was tapping into a powerful group of thought leaders and influencers and literally learning from them, sharing ideas, activating what I like to call collective wisdom. So if you'd like to accelerate your growth and you love the idea of being in a community of fast-paced, high-achieving movers and groovers, then join me in my Amplify Your Success community. It's free right now at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. And what'll happen is you'll discover what others are doing to stand out in a crowded market, what they're doing to get more stuff done, and ultimately build some connections that could lead to referrals and new joint venture partners. So join us in amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. Now, let's get into today's episode. So today's theme is on being a delegation ninja. And I wanted to tackle seven of the tasks that I think people sometimes overlook. It's almost like it's too obvious that we need to get these things off our plate. And I want to dedicate this episode to all of those high-achieving superhero entrepreneurs who, deep in the recesses of their brain, keep thinking, I'm smart, I'm capable, why should I delegate this? Like, I can do it. And it's almost like the switch hasn't flipped yet that says, I've got to get everything off my plate that someone else could do better, faster, or cheaper than me. Ultimately, the whole point of delegating is to free you up to do the thing that only you can do. And I think sometimes when you're really capable and you can do it, you forget it's not your job to do everything and you can't grow that way. And not only that, but you dilute your focus and your energetic bandwidth to get the things that only you can get done. So I have mastermind groups that I run that I'm involved in. I've been asked to be the faculty on many different programs over the years on how to delegate to grow. So it's one of those things that comes super natural to me. You might even say it's one of my superpowers. And so I want to just create a kind of a theme for this. And that is, you should delegate anything that you spend time doing that someone else could do better, faster, or cheaper than you. That really needs to be your mantra. Now, you may not feel capable of doing that yet. You might not know how to do that yet. You might not know how to do that profitably. How do I pay someone? How do I teach someone? I know you'll have lots of questions. I'll share with you a resource later that can help you with that. But for now, let's just really get clear what you should be getting off your plate. And the number one thing I tell all my clients, all my friends, all of my superpowered, high-achieving clients to get off their plate is follow-up emails, follow-up calls, anything that someone else, an administrative type person, can literally pick up the phone and do for you. Now, yes, there's certain things that you will have to do yourself because you have the knowledge, but if you get 100 emails a day and your assistant can follow up with 80 of them and you only have to do 20, you freed up so much time. So think of it like this. Follow-up emails, follow-up phone calls, appointment setting, following up with somebody who maybe owes you information, all of that theoretically can be done by someone else. And what I see happen for a lot of people is they get really burned out on growth activities because they're doing too much of this minutia. So if you've got a show that you run and you could delegate to someone else, think of them like your associate producer, all of the, okay, I need this bio, I need this picture, we're missing this, we're missing that, have someone else follow up on that. Have a checklist of what you need by go live and have someone else monitor that. Let's look at follow-up emails. if you've got emails coming in every day and you're spending hours trying to get through them all, how could you create some templates or some systems so that an assistant could follow up on those emails for you? Do you have some calls that need to be made? Well, could they maybe make them for you? I'm calling on behalf of so-and-so. Someone's interested in working with you. Someone's interested in booking you for their event. Have them call and get all the details down and set up a final call. One of the little tricks that we've done over the years is when people express some interest in working with me, I'll often have an assistant call and say, we got your message. I've got some questions for you. Let's get everything sorted. I've got an opening for Melanie next week. I'd like to get you in, right? Have them do a lot of the groundwork to free you up. Now, if your brain is already screaming, no way can I have anybody else do that. Look, if you want to grow, you're going to have to be willing to let go. You got to let go of some stuff. So we're going to look at the things that someone really could do on your behalf, even if it's uncomfortable or it might take a little bit to let go. So the number one thing is follow-up stuff. How could you get more follow-up off your plate and onto someone else's? Now, let's talk about the number two type of task that I think is important to get off your plate, and that's bookkeeping. Now, I know we've got a lot of diehard people that struggle to let go of their books, and if you are super, super good with money and you put that first, then okay, you might convince me to keep it. But what I discovered along the way for myself and many of my clients is maybe that bookkeeping falls by the wayside for way too long and you get overdue invoices and you're missing money in your bank account. This is where I think it's important to get a bookkeeper or an assistant. I had a bookkeeper for 15 of my 17 years in business. I've always had one. And they do a lot of the minutiae so that I can do what I call the control point. We have a weekly meeting where I look at the books, I look at the reports, I look at the high level and say, does this make sense? I'm looking at the numbers in my bank account. Does it match the numbers they're producing? And that lets me know that everything's on track. So you can literally have a bookkeeper do everything, like update your QuickBooks for you, make sure the invoices are sent out on time, make sure that those invoices get paid on time and let you know if you've got outstanding receivables. They can, track certain things that are supposed to happen on routine payments to make sure they actually clear. They can also make sure that everything's getting set up in your QuickBooks or whatever accounting system you use correctly, and you're not mislabeling certain expenses or incomes that when you're doing it and you're not a bookkeeper, you may not know where to put it. It'll make doing your taxes so much easier. My bookkeeper saves me thousands of dollars. And I actually had a client one time who she was doing her own books, always getting behind, not doing it right. And I finally, after 6 months, convinced her to hire a bookkeeper. In the first month, that bookkeeper found something like $64,000 in money that she didn't even know she had because she hadn't properly allocated it in their bookkeeping software. So bookkeepers can actually be your best asset to delegate to. So if you're doing it yourself, highly recommend you get someone to help you do it, unless you're a whiz with numbers. Number three, production tasks. So production tasks are things that you're producing that you don't have to do yourself. So let's say you produce a podcast or a show of some kind. How could you have an assistant help with the production tasks? Like editing the podcast and then publishing it through the 5 different platforms you publish it on. Could you have somebody else set up your email broadcast instead of yourself? What are you producing content-wise that someone else really, really could do for you? Even if you like doing it, if you're doing administrative level tasks, you're actually costing your business money. So one of the things I like to tell people is if you're doing a lot of your own production, make a list of all the things you're doing and see if there's some like tasks that you could hand off to someone else. Let's move on to number 4, and that's project management. Now, a lot of entrepreneurs don't even have a project, right? Like they're not really mapping out the tasks. And here's why I think this is so helpful. First of all, I don't know any entrepreneur that likes the idea of being a project manager. You know, you want to be creative. You want to do the thing you do best. And when you have to start thinking of, all right, what are all the steps I have to take and putting that into software, does your brain freeze up a little bit? Do you start spinning and thinking, ah, I don't really want to do this. This is not my thing. That's when it benefits you to have a project manager. Now, it could be an assistant that they're sheer job is to make sure whenever you do a project, they transfer those tasks into a project management system. And it could be that you have a business manager or what we call an online business manager or even a project manager that you hire because you have such an intense amount of projects going at the same time. Here's why this is so good to get off your plate. First of all, if you don't know what you're doing, you will make mistakes. So hiring someone who knows how to get the project done and can track all those deliverables frees you up to do the part you are more passionate about, and you'll make a lot less mistakes. Secondly, you don't want to have to be managing deadlines and tracking people down, right? There are other people that that's what they love doing. And so when you get your business to a certain level, hire someone to help you with project management. Now, can you let go of it 100%? Maybe. When you have somebody that's been with you long enough that they know how to do it in their sleep and they're better at it than you. But what I really want for you is that you get to focus on the creativity, on getting business in the door, on the thing that only you can do. And you don't get burned out by trying to manage projects. It's an essential piece of growing a business to really outline those projects and set deliverables and have dates and track all that. But I know you probably don't want to do it. So get it off your plate. Let's talk about the next one. And that's research. Now, research is one that sometimes we don't think about getting off our plate. So sometimes when I'm working with clients in the Awaken Leadership Lab, one of the big things we're doing is getting them out on more shows. I want to get them booked on more stages. I want to get them published in other magazines. And their industry may be unique, so it might not fit in the collection of podcast shows and things that we keep a database on. So what we'll do is have someone's assistant go out and start researching what else is out there for them. So think about, instead of not getting it done at all and or trying to do it all yourself, what if you gave a description of what you're looking for and had someone who's $10, $15 an hour, maybe even $7 an hour overseas, out there researching and sending their research over to you? You can use assistants to research all kinds of stuff. We use our team to research new technology, ways to handle certain marketing things we've not done before. What's the best software system? How does this plugin work? How do you fix this problem? I don't do that research anymore. We have our team do it. And it frees me up from getting my head enmeshed in a problem that can kind of make my head go loopy. And then I'm not good for doing the other things I need to do. So could you get some research done by someone else and potentially open up new business, open up new clients, open up new joint venture partners? There's so many things they can research and open some doors for you around. Let's move on to the next one, and that's client onboarding. Now, this one is really important that you have a system. You want to have a system for what you want to happen when a new client comes on board. But what if instead of having to do all of those especially administrative level tasks yourself, you hire an assistant to be your client advocate, to be your client support manager, to be the person who takes care of those clients? So we don't even have to stop at onboarding, but onboarding basically meaning the things you do when somebody joins your program or comes on board to work with you as a service professional. There's a contract. There's probably a certain number of assets you have to give them. Maybe there's a bunch of material you need from them. Have a checklist of what you need. Have your client advocate manage that for you. Do they need to get set up in your internal systems for payment and tracking? Have your team member set that up. Let's take it even further. Could your assistant actually help you track consumption and that they're using all the pieces of the program they bought from you? Or have they got all of the pieces of their product? Could you have them do a follow-up call? Hey, how did you like your blah, blah, blah? We have a couple of services that we use here at the house. And about a week after that service provider comes, somebody calls us and says, hey, how did that work for you? Was there any problems? Do you need anything else from us? So think of all the ways an assistant could help make sure that not only onboarding, but actually serving your clients is seamless. Now let's talk about the last one, number 7, and that's tracking results. Now, what I notice is, again, highly creative people, they don't really always get their brain wrapped around their numbers properly. And if you've done a good job of hiring an assistant who compliments you, then I want you to start outsourcing the tracking of results. Now, this is one of the steps when my clients are merging or moving from entrepreneur level to becoming the leader of their business. We've got to make sure they've got a dashboard to review once a month so they don't get too removed from the data. So it's great to outsource, but you can get too removed from important information. And the results that you want to track are, how many people do we have on our list? How many people do we have following us on our main social media platforms? How many people are coming to our primary websites and converting into a lead and or a sale? How many, if you've got a membership program, how long do they stay? And how, you know, how many new people come? How many people leave each month? You need data to make good decisions. So you'll drill down into deep levels of data depending on what you do and how much data you need to make the right decisions. But you don't have to go get all that data yourself. Train your assistant to capture the right information, and you can use a simple Google Drive, Excel spreadsheet to review it with them. Having that off your plate is awesome, but remember, it always comes back to control points. How do you review what they're capturing so that you can make good decisions? My whole point of wanting you to be a delegation ninja is to get really good at getting things off your plate that free you up to do what only you can do. And the better you are at delegating, which means you train people to take it off your plate completely and then tell you what you need to know, means you'll have more time, you'll have more energy, you'll have more enthusiasm to grow the business. And I know not everybody's great at delegating. I've been teaching the Build Your Dream Team program for, I guess, 12 years now. And one of the things that I know is learning how to hire and train and lead other people is either going to light you up or it's going to make you feel overwhelmed. So you need to have the right tools. You need to have simple systems in place to be able to have people do things for you seamlessly. If you don't know how to do it, make sure you get my Build Your Dream Team program, buildyourdreamteam.com. I'll put the links on the site as well. But remember, being a delegation ninja starts with your mindset. What can I get someone else to do better, faster, or cheaper than me? I'd love to hear what other things you've got off your plate that free you up. People get some really creative things off their plate. And I think that learning to delegate well is a muscle. It's a skill we can all build. So come on over to the Amplify Your Success community and tell us what you're going to get off your plate. Now, if you've gotten a lot of value out of today's inspiring episode, feel free to tweet this, Facebook it, Instagram it, share it on the rooftops. Come on over to the show page at melaniebenson.com/blog. You can leave me a comment there as well. But we always appreciate your social media love on the episodes. All right, we'll see you again next week for another powerful episode of Amplify Your Success. Bye for now.